The coronavirus pandemic has canceled some holiday favorite events for 2020. The ever-popular Ballet Met's Nutcracker Ballet will not light up the Ohio Theater. And while other entertainment options will occur, the financial loss is widespread in the entertainment community. Joining me now to talk about this year's holiday entertainment and the economics around it is the president and CEO for the Columbus Association for the Performing Arts, Chad Whittington. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
The Nutcracker Ballet performance at the Ohio Theater started in 1968. What's it like to not be able to have it this year?
Well, it's really disappointing. Obviously, this has been a tough year for us in terms of performances on many levels, but I think it's especially painful when I think about Nutcracker and some of the other performances, Capa's Christmas Carol, the Holiday Pops for the Symphony, to lose those shows that are here every single year and are really a mainstay of what we host at the Ohio Theater. It's certainly disappointing, and you know it's a tough year.
How much revenue will be lost?
Nutcracker is certainly an important thing for the Ohio Theater, so the ticket sales for Nutcracker actually belong to Ballet Met, but it still has a financial impact on Kappa. So, you know, last year it was roughly 22 performances that brought in almost 40,000 people to the Ohio Theater. So that's a lot of financial impact. From our perspective, it's a six-figure impact on the bottom line for Kappa. So that's a lot of revenue that has gone away that we would normally use to, you know, maintain the theater during this time of year. So tough from a financial perspective, and you know, certainly we're going to maintain the buildings despite not having the revenue from shows like Nutcracker to make sure next year when it's time to have these shows that the Ohio Theater is ready to open and in good shape.
What part of the annual revenues are the holiday shows?
And I think if you look at all the holiday activity, it's somewhere between 10% and 15% of the total for the year. So certainly more than a typical month for us. And I'm including not only the shows that we're talking about, Nutcracker, Christmas Carol, Holiday Pops, but also there are a lot of other shows, one-night shows related to the holidays. Dave Koz always does a holiday show over at the Palace Theater. But if you take the month of December, really, I would say probably approaching 15% of our total revenue for the year. So losing all of that activity this year has certainly been, you know, a big hit for us here at Kappa.
This year has been an economic challenge for performers, artists, and the venues they use. Tell me about how that has affected Kappa.
Most of them have lost their ability to earn a living right now. And, you know, like folks in a lot of other industries, sectors, they're struggling. And that even goes beyond the performers. Here at Kappa, all of our part-time staff has been laid off since mid-March. And in July, we had to lay off a little over half of our full-time staff.
But while live performances are scrapped, you are having some other events virtually. Tell me about them.
That's right. Both of those are events will be virtual. I know that Ballet Met is working on a virtual version of the Nutcracker as well. So yeah, a lot of us are trying to push out virtual content. So although it won't be the same as it has been in past years, that people have got something familiar that they can do during the holiday season. And we've seen a lot of interest in the Dave Koz show. A lot of the folks that go to that go year in and year out. It's a part of their holiday traditions.
What's the response so far for virtual entertainment at Kappa?
It was really strong at the beginning, and I think we had our Kappa Apart Together concert series and some other virtual offerings, and then it waned a little bit. I think for all of us, some virtual fatigue set in, and so now that's picking back up again.
Does the virtual option open other possibilities when things get back to normal with live performances?
It's not going to replace live entertainment, though. Getting together, experience things in a live format with other people, I think, is something that we as humans need. It's part of who we are. But the virtual experience can do a better job of complementing the live experiences going forward.
Well, thanks for talking with me. That's Chad Whittington, President and CEO of Kappa. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. Thank you.